I have some information on like when to report. And you know, anytime that you know someone suspects that a child has been abused or neglected, or that they're at risk of abuse or neglect, or even if they just have concerns for the for a child's well-being, they should be reporting to us. And my kind of rule of thumb is that if you're thinking about it, if you think like, you know, going back and forth, should I report or should I not report, you probably should report. You know, some of the signs of physical abuse may include bruises or other significant injuries to the face, the neck, the chest, or the back, especially any markings or bruises that are in the shape of other objects like a belt, a cord. We've seen spoons. You know, you can kind of visually see a spoon. Finger marks is a common one. Any unexplained injuries, burns, behavioral changes in the kids, and then what we call profound fear, which means if a child is, you know, scared to go home, they're scared of their parent or their caregiver. But to also explain, or you would see, you know, these significant signs of the fear, like uncontrollable crying, running away behaviors, shaking, or other physical symptoms with that child. Some signs of neglect would be finding out that a child was left alone or unsupervised for lengthy periods of time. This is highly dependent on the age of the child as well, and how long is too long. Somebody who, or a child who may be consistently responsible to care for their younger siblings, we see that a lot, or other high level of responsibility within the household. Children who complain of constant hunger, begging or stealing food, or a child who appears malnourished. Children who wear inappropriate clothing for the weather, or children who it's noticeable that their medical or dental needs are not being met. So how to report? You can contact our local social service agency, and in Oneida County, we're located on the first floor in the courthouse in Rhinelander. You can stop by, or you can contact us Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30 at 715-362-5695. If there's an emergency, we do have an on-call worker 24/7. To get a hold of that worker, you would contact law enforcement or dispatch for that. So then I have some information on what to report. So when you are making a report with us, it's important to be prepared and have as much information as you can. You're going to be asked to give names of all the children, names of all the adults in both parental households, and then a specific description of the, you know, the concerns that, you know, someone has in regards to the abuse or neglect. There may be questions that are asked that somebody might not know, and it's okay not to know it, but we are required to ask a certain set of questions. So, and then I have information on what happens next. After a report is made, between the CPS access worker, which is our intake worker, and the supervisor, a screening decision is made. And then it'll be determined whether or not it meets the definition of child abuse and neglect. If we screen it in, and it's because it's determined to meet that level, then the report gets assigned to an initial assessment worker. And they will then start working with the family to assess the situation and determine if support or assistance is needed to protect the child or support the family. So then basically the purpose of the CPS system, the Child Protective Services system, is to promote the well-being of the child in his or her home setting, and whenever possible or in another safe and stable environment. If a child is unable to remain in his or her home due to safety reasons that cannot be managed, then the CPS agency is required to find an alternative placement for the child. We first would talk to the family, try to identify relatives. If we can't identify relatives, then the child is placed in a foster home. And right now in Oneida County and pretty much the rest of the state of Wisconsin and probably nationwide, we are in dire need of foster homes. And We are currently actively trying to seek individuals and families who are interested in becoming foster parents. So we'd like everybody to know that if anyone is interested in learning more about becoming a foster parent, that the Oneida County Department of Social Services is hosting a foster care informational meeting on May 16th from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Grace Four Square Church located off of Highway 17 North in Rhinelander. If you're unable to make this event but you're still interested, you can learn more about the foster care program by contacting our foster care coordinators, including myself, Rachel Nelson, or Marsha Hawley at 715-362-5695. And also, if you would like us to come talk to a group or your organization and make a presentation about foster care, or if you'd like us to do a presentation on mandated reporting, like kind of what I discussed today, we can also do that.
Okay, and Beth, you're next. You are going to talk about statistics. What have you found?
By far, the most common denominator that we find in our child abuse and neglect investigations is some sort of substance abuse issue or use issue that led to the circumstances surrounding the incident that we're investigating. Overall statistics, in 2016, we were averaging 17 investigations a month. In 2017, 19. And year-to-date, our average is 23 per month for all forms of child abuse and neglect. So this is emotional, physical, sexual abuse referrals. Our ongoing cases are also seeing an increase over the last 3 years. In 2016, we averaged 126 cases that were opened for services and assigned to a social worker for ongoing services. In 2017, that number was 139. And in 2018, so far this year, we're averaging 145 cases. So we have an increase in referrals, an increase in cases that we're opening, and an increase in out-of-home placements for the youth that we serve.
And so that also comes back to the need for foster care.
That's correct. We, as Rachel stated, we are in need of, according to a study that the state had us complete, 14 additional foster homes in Oneida County, ranging in age from 0 to high school age students. We need crisis homes to deal with. Just short-term placements while we investigate and find out what's going on in the family, and long-term placements for, you know, anywhere from babies to older children, and sometimes family groups of kids. So we could be seeing three kids. We want to keep them together in the same household, and finding foster parents who are willing to take on three kids at once, or, you know, potentially a larger sibling group, is difficult.
And if someone might be interested in becoming a foster parent, again, just tell us where they can contact someone.
They can call our office and ask for either Marsha or Rachel, or attend the informational event that we have on May 16th at Grace Four Square Church. And that's from 5 to 7 in the evening. And we will have some of the foster parents that are current foster parents available to answer questions about, here's what it's like to take on these additional responsibilities. Here's what the process for getting licensed was all about. And then we'll have our foster care coordinators and myself available to answer questions in addition.